thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello.
Asa Gray.
Hello, yes.
Then host of Pro Wrestling Unscripted and co-owner of Podzilla 1985, Shannon Young.
Bow, 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 bow.
And he's off.
Unplug the microphone.
I find it funny that you picked Pro Wrestling Unscripted as the one I would have went for I Want to Believe.
I mean, that's fine, too.
It doesn't matter. You
only do that monthly.
Let's do it again.
No. We do one take here, sir.
Austin Lane in the house.
What show do we not do one take on, honestly? The only time we've ever done there's been a couple. Well, that's if we said something like really stupid or if like just completely tongue-tied at the beginning.
Yeah, that happened once for Nerds for Hire.
We're just completely tongue-tied?
Yeah.
No, it was the first one when we got the intro that Hunter did.
Oh, yeah, because I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do for that intro.
And then you ended up repeating something, or it just didn't work. There was also the one where, like, we thought you were going to do the thing where, like, we react when you say our names, but you just kept going.
Yeah, the Nerd Up style.
Yeah.
And I didn't, and that got really awkward, like, suddenly. It was weird. But, yeah, no, those are the only times that, like, I've ever not done one take.
Professionals.
Yes.
That's what we are.
Everybody else goes, like, wow, look how good they are. They only do one take. And we just,
we're all just calculon.
Yeah, well, no. We're just.
I think we're all forgetting the time we had to do more than one take. It was about the DuckTales cartoon. Did you know that Gooch played?
Oh my god!
Don't do this, Gooch and Scrubs. Please don't do this.
That wasn't multiple takes. That was audacity. That was the reason we use Reaper now.
Thanks, Reaper. That was the worst time I've ever had on this show, on any show on the network.
That was so miserable.
There are also times that you will say something just insanely outlandish just to try to break Allie.
Yes.
That we have to then.
Sometimes. or Dalton. I'll introduce Dalton to something so offensive that we have to do it again.
Or he'll trick Dalton into saying something offensive.
Dalton is.
He'll be like, hey, Dalton, tell me why you don't like this particular group of people. Like, as the sound test.
And then Allie just stares at him, and Dalton goes, oh, are you recording? And Allie's like, well, of course he's recording.
He's always recording. How has Dalton not figured that out by now?
That's hilarious.
Oh.
Mandy's even got that trick down.
Mm-hmm.
She won't talk in sound tests. Like she just kind of like says some gibberish. Yeah. All right, let's get on to the actual show here. Anyway,
MLB the show.
What?
MLB the show.
This is already a train wreck.
Podzilla exclusive.
Kumail Nanjiani has been cast in the Men in Black reboot. We don't know what role. We also don't know if they're just going to have the same roles from the previous movies or not.
I think he was supposed to like voice an alien. Like I did think one of the articles that I read, had that.
So I'd be completely fine.
Are you guys saying? Did you say they're rebooting it?
Yeah. Did you not know that?
Well, no, because they were making that 21 Jump Street crossover. Are they not doing that anymore?
Oh, are they not doing that?
Not that I know of.
Oh, I thought this was going to be like a
so lost.
No, dead serious. They're making a 21 Jump Street Men in Black crossover, which I thought they were still doing with Will Smith and
Tommy Lee Jones.
I don't know if it was
Tommy Lee Jones.
I think they were going to do that. They were going to do that crossover, but it wasn't going to involve them. I thought it was going to tie into the new one.
That's quite possible.
Because I also didn't think this was like a hard reboot.
My understanding was that this was a hard reboot.
So in the world of Men in Black, and we're going to spend way too much time talking about this, but in the world of Men in Black, you really don't need to reboot it. You can just have new agents.
Yeah.
There is no reason that you should have to like explain what the Men in Black are again.
No, yeah,
if anyone out there doesn't know Men in Black, like,
because the original trilogy tied up that storyline perfectly.
We got everything
with J and K.
Right.
We know exactly why K, like all of his motivations behind everything.
Right.
Like they wrapped a nice little bow on it. There's really no reason that we need to reboot it.
No. Mm-hmm.
Which is why, like, if they do a full reboot and we get like J and K, but not Will Smith and Tommy Lee
Jones.
It's
just gonna be weird,
right?
I will be very upset about it.
Yeah, and that would have
a whole alphabet.
Yes. You can start using numbers.
That's true.
Why would I go watch Men in Black if it's K and it's not Big Willie style or J? I forget which one he was.
J was Will Smith.
Okay,
and yeah, K was Tommy Lee Jones.
Okay, so according to comingsoon.net. The untitled Men in Black spinoff will not feature Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones, but it will expand on the world of the original trilogy.
See, that's fine. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
This will be a different project from... Oh, never mind. That's them saying that... they did cancel the 21 Jump Street mashup. All right,
so good.
Yeah,
No one wanted that.
Jonah Hill admitted previously was too complicated in terms of deals needed.
No, who wanted that?
But that film remains in development, however. I don't know what that means.
Developmental hell. Where they're just
waiting for licenses to run out.
Just like the Akira movie that was
My Last Unicorn movie.
Yeah.
Or they might still be doing the 21 Jump Street movie. They just
minus the Men in Black.
Yeah. Because I imagine that wasn't any, much more than a cameo.
For the Men in Black? No, it was a full crossover film.
Oh, God.
Again, who asked for that?
Literally.
Like,
no
this
one.
Isn't Freddy versus Jason. Men in Black versus 21 Jump Street.
I don't think it would have been a versus.
All right, so the first.
They would have teamed up.
To fight alien drug dealers.
Yes.
In a school, probably.
I'm okay with it.
The more I talk about it, the more I want it.
They were bringing spice in.
Yeah. So the first Men in Black is a classic. But if you go back and watch, it's really not as good as you remembered it.
That's not true.
I don't know, man. It was some of it was just so hokey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I watched it like, they added it to Netflix like 4 or 5 years ago, and I rewatched it again, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, Tommy Lee Jones is fantastic.
Wild, Wild West.
We talked about before, because we knew Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson were going to be in it.
Yes.
Because they were the duo in Ragnarok. I didn't know Liam Neeson was set to be in it.
I didn't know
that
either.
In Men in Black?
Yeah.
Huh.
And then
he's probably the new Zed.
And then the Kumail Nanjiani is set to play Pawnee, a comedy alien sidekick.
Oh.
Huh.
Thank God.
Huh. Well, okay. I bet that's not going to contribute much to our next bit of news.
It's also going to take place in London.
What? Oh, God.
Okay.
It's a global thing. That makes it doesn't need to be in America.
It doesn't,
That's like the comedian's bit of like anytime there's an alien invasion movie and they always start with New York, that's like punching the mugger in the knife. It's like, go after London. Their cops don't even carry guns.
I always
thought a whistle and a baton.
I always thought that about superheroes and supervillains. Like, I don't understand why the Rogues Gallery has to keep going after Gotham's money. Go to St. Louis. There's lots of places you can get away with. Let's go to that one place where Batman is. We'll get him.
Sometimes they retire to Metropolis.
Oh, good.
That's so much better.
I'm not having much luck
in this
city.
Look at all these happy rich people. I can't wait to mug them. Why am I hanging?
How am I suddenly flying through space? I don't get it.
All right, all right. Metropolis was a bad idea. Let's hit up Coast City. Can't be much worse than that. No, yeah, Marvel is definitely the...
So let's go to the Marvel Universe. Let's go to New York. No one's in New York, right?
That's the one place you can't go.
90% of superheroes live in New York.
Yeah, the other 10%, California.
Yeah. No one goes to Texas.
Yeah, why doesn't anyone try to rob Montana?
There was in that Captain America, the Captain America book that Mark Waid and Chris Samney were doing, they did actually send Cap, like he was just going on a cross-country tour because...
Fighting evil. Just going town to town.
No, this is after the whole like evil Cap thing, the Hydra Cap.
Oh, so he was trying to lay low.
Yeah, but turns out he actually knew about this organization that was going to try and blow up this small town in Nebraska. So he was just riding out there to stop him. He competed in this was a place that he was actually at years ago, like early in his career, shortly after he got out of the ice. And they actually renamed, because he saved the town from the same organization, they renamed the town to Captain America, Nebraska. So he went there for their annual festival, and that's when this organization had decided to hit it. And people kept telling him he should compete in the Captain America lookalike contest.
Oh, jeez.
That's still a better place than Beast, West Virginia.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, but that's a different type of mutation.
All right. So
didn't Magneto go to Cape Girardeau once, to be fair?
No, he went to Cape Girardar.
No, it was Cape Jardine.
Cape Jardine, that's what it was.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
All right, he's going to take care of Beepy. In the meantime, the domestic box office has hit $6 billion before July for the first time ever.
Like for the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but you look at the list of movies that have come out so far already this year.
Well, 23% of that total came from the two Marvel movies.
But Jesse, the Pirates.
Oh.
The Pirates are ruining the industry. The two two Marvel movies, Avengers 4 and Black Panther, grossed domestically 23% of that $6 billion for 2018.
And they got, I mean, it's not going to do Black Panther Avengers numbers, but they still got Ant-Man and Wasp the week after next.
Yeah. No, it's this coming Friday.
You still haven't seen Ant-Man, have you?
No, I haven't.
Don't look at me like you're psychotic.
I thought we were going on the day that it came out.
We are.
That's I thought we sixth. Were going on payday.
Which is the 6th.
Oh.
Math, Asa.
I didn't even care. This week has been so stupid busy in my office that I didn't even register that like a Friday had passed and we get paid every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow, that's... Unfortunate for me.
Here's what I
okay.
I think it's completely
or maybe great for you.
It's unfair that I think Ant-Man and the Wasp is going to do. I don't think it'll do stupid business, but it'll do well.
It's supposed.
No, it's going
to
do well.
It's supposed to beat its. It's supposed to beat the first one,
right?
But it's they recently lowered their projections for what they thought it was going to make.
But it is a Marvel movie, which means it'll do well. And I'm sure it'll be a fine movie. The first one was good. I mean, it wouldn't blow you away, but I mean, it was a fun film.
I mean, it's Dalton's favorite.
Is it really?
Yeah. Like Ant-Man, that may have changed with Infinity War. I don't think it has, but I know Dalton just loves Ant-Man.
But I think it's unfair that in this year that Ant-Man and Wasp will do so well just for being a Marvel film, and Solo did so poorly. Even though it was a Star Wars film. Such a good movie.
It's still but grossing this year. It still made over $300 million domestic.
Solo, are you sure about that?
Positive, yes, because I just looked these numbers up.
But
compared to Star Wars numbers.
See, that's the thing. Is they were expecting it to crack that billion or $500 million, and it just didn't. They expected to make...
Because worldwide, it did over $500 million.
So I look up Solo box office, and everything is box office flop, box office bomb.
Did not.
Compared to what they thought it would do.
Yes.
Or what they were hoping they would do. They were hoping they could get a billion. They would... I don't think that was at all realistic at any point. But the fact that it made 300... Unless that movie was way more expensive to make than anyone could possibly think it was.
So on the charts, according to Box Office Mojo, which is a good site, its rank is 181 of all-time domestic.
Yeah.
Not bad. Yeah, and that's just domestic. That's not bad being 181. No. But when you compare how much of the other Star Wars is...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it did not hit the normal Star Wars numbers, but neither did Rogue One.
It also had a lot of things working against it in that...
The release window. Also,
domestic's 200 million.
See, that was different than the website I just looked up.
I was going to say, I thought it cracked 350.
200 million plus foreign is 360 million.
Okay, there you go.
Because, the website I was looking at was... Because it was the website talking about the numbers for that $6 billion. It said that Avengers 4 and Black Panther each made just shy of 700 million. Solo was number four on the list at 300 million.
But I mean, compare that to Incredibles 2 has been out, 2 weeks now, if that? And it's already over 350 domestic.
Oh, yeah. Solo was number five. Incredibles is number four, and Deadpool was number three.
But the.
But what about Jurassic World?
That's not Disney.
It was on that list, but it was it was in top 20.
I'm curious about how Jurassic World. I'm sorry. Keep going. I'm just going to look this up.
You're good. But yeah, so 4 out of 5 of the top five were Disney movies.
And that's what? Still 9 out of 10 of the all-time grossing movies is Disney?
Because, you had basically in 2018 so far from Disney, we've had Black Panther, Avengers 4, Incredibles 2, and Solo have been the four big Disney films to hit. And yeah, 4 out of 5 are in the all 4 of those movies are in the top 5
of the year.
Grossing of the year. Deadpool 2 is number 3. That was the combo breaker.
Okay, so Jurassic World 264 million domestic with foreign in it, it's almost a billion worldwide compared to Solo. And that makes you poor Solo. Getting kicked around.
Yeah,
and it was such a good film.
It was a really good movie. And yeah, like I said, it made money. That's one of the things.
It made money. It just didn't make Star Wars money.
It's the thing when you're used to hitting a home run every single time.
Right.
A double is going to look disappointing.
Yeah.
It's still good.
Yeah.
But it's that could have been better. But I was saying, Solo had a lot of stuff working against it between its release window, the well-documented production issues.
Lack of Harrison Ford.
You have someone trying to, which, to be fair, part of their budget did come from Harrison Ford paying them to, just make sure he didn't have to appear at any point. He gave them money, just leave me the F alone. He's like Sony and crossplay. Don't touch me.
We'll get there.
I stand corrected here. I just went to the website that I looked up, and it is with Mojo, Box Office Mojo. It $202 million. Deadpool 2 was 304. Incredibles 2, that was the one I was thinking, was 350 million.
Because most Star Wars films make 200 million opening weekend. You know, that's where the disappointment lies.
Well, and it's not a main trilogy. It's not one of the main trilogy. It's a side story and, all the other stuff before. There was a lot of, and again, it only made $200 million domestic. I wish I only made $200 million in 2 weeks.
Yeah, seriously.
Because it is worth saying that Black Panther and Avengers both beat out Solo in their opening weekend.
Mm-hmm. Which, that's not a surprise, because those are, main franchise stories, and this is just kind of a...
Yeah, but it's but you still have to... I mean, I don't want to drag this out, but you have to take into effect that it is about Han Solo. It's not like Rogue One where
it was... But
it's
not Harrison Ford. It's not Harrison Ford.
No, but it's the character.
And it's also not Harrison Ford. Yeah. He wasn't in the movie.
I think if they could have gotten him...
If they could have gotten him...
It may have been differently, yeah. This Fly. Mm-hmm. We're in the Fly season now.
But the kid they got did great.
He did a good job. Yeah. And then Lando, as Lando...
Donald Glover.
There you go. That's because I legitimately almost said Billy Dee.
No, we got a good Lando.
You take it back.
No.
Yes, Lando.
All right. So, yeah, no. That, and speaking of Disney, Department of Justice has approved their bid to buy 21st Century Fox, provided they sell these sports.
They can't keep the Fox Sports entities. Right. Which
because
makes sense. Yeah, because
they
own
ESPN.
Thanks, Cody. He told me that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I saw it somewhere. But either way.
Yeah, in the group chat when I sent it.
But I think Cody was actually in the store talking to me about it before I saw
okay,
it.
Okay, I was going
to
say, because I was the one that even said, but they have to sell the Fox Sports stuff.
Whenever it comes to sports stuff, I immediately look at Cody, even if he doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, there's a big cricket story.
Yeah.
Cody,
can you please explain cricket?
I don't know what a crumpet is to play cricket.
Here, I'll do it just to get it over with. If you explain cricket to me, I'll explain Ghostbusters to you.
Dear Lord.
Now it's done for the day.
Oh. Okay. Look, Cody, I'm sorry. I think that's the first time he's been hit with that on Nerd Up.
There's no way.
No.
There's no way.
Not with this group. So we can finally get our X-Men back?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, well, right now they're still in the bidding war with Comcast, though. Because so far Fox has not officially accepted Disney's new bid.
They're just sitting there looking at, what was it, like $94 gajillion? And they're looking at it going like, we could do better.
Well, yeah, because right now I think the bid is sitting at what, like a
71.
It's $72 billion, I think. That's Disney's current bid, beating Comcast's last bid of like $65
billion. Yeah. Jeez. So, but the thing that makes me think that this might be over is just because this is the first time I thought that the government has actually gotten involved.
No, the government has been thinking about this for a while. Well, since that deal first hit.
But I mean, this is the first
official announcement.
Did they give approval to Comcast? Like, they're like, okay, yes, Comcast can do this one.
If Fox accepts Comcast's bid, then the DOJ will have to have a separate meeting to make sure that that's okay.
Plus,
they had already accepted the bid, though.
They accepted Disney's bid. Oh yeah, no, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
no, yeah, but yeah, they accepted the second bid, but because when Comcast outbid Disney the first time.
Well, the difference was Fox actually agreed to terms with Disney. It wasn't a bid.
Mm-hmm.
So then the Department of Justice had to get involved. That was actually in the contract. If Fox backed out, then Fox owed Disney like $5 billion.
Okay.
Of which Comcast offered to pay
for the
if they took their bid.
We haven't heard anything from Comcast lately, though, have we?
No.
So, I mean, either they're counting their ducks right now, or maybe they're backing out slowly, going, you know what, this is getting a little pricey.
I still, this smells strongly of collusion to me. I think Comcast
no collusion,
is going to get...
No collusion, Jesse. No collusion. That's hammered in my head. No collusion.
I think that's just, super illegal.
It is super illegal. But
did we find that out?
Yeah, I haven't actually looked into it, but the more I think about it, it's got to be.
Who are you saying they're colluding?
Like Fox and Comcast.
Fox and Comcast.
Like, hey, okay, so Disney gives us a bid, top their bid, then make Disney bid even.
Give
we
half
will
that
give
difference.
You, and we will give you a chunk of that difference.
That is super illegal.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and that's what I kept saying. Is you're like, I think that's what's happening. I don't think they can do that.
I mean, it's not entirely said that they wouldn't, though. I mean, my God, these are companies.
I mean, it's possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's one of those things. I'll never admit to it.
Right.
And we will never be able to prove it. But I smell all sorts of collusion.
It's like that episode of King of the Hill where they keep raising the propane prices because they all finally get to talking to each other, and when one rises the other raises, and then they end up what is it called, there's a term for it.
Well, there's antitrust laws that goes into, because it's price gouging. No, it's not price gouging, it's fixed price setting.
And you fix the price and then everyone makes a little. But you know what, I don't feel bad for Disney. So
yeah, I mean, Disney's gonna be able to buy it,
mm-hmm,
just because, again, 4 out of the 5 movies that helped them reach $6 billion, 4 out of the top 5 movies.
Mm-hmm.
There are more than 5 movies went into the $6 billion total.
Remember
the
when
fourth of it was the 2 Marvel movies, but
remember
still.
When comic book films were a gamble?
Yeah.
When the first Superman came out, or the first Batman in the 80s, and everybody was like, ooh, I don't know about these comic book films. And then nowadays you have to be a comic book film in some way to hit that $2 billion mark your first weekend.
True. You have to be a Marvel movie. because DC is shown over and over again.
Okay, yeah. So I got it. I almost went, Jesse, what other movie does Marvel make? And then I realized what you were saying.
Yeah, granted, like, Suicide Squad made a whole bunch of money, and so did
the
Wonder
worst
Woman.
One. The I best know. One. And the worst one.
You've got me picturing, like, Marvel Films presents, like, a really gritty, true-to-life Prohibition-era period piece. About the struggles of like a guy trying to run a speakeasy to keep his family safe. Just
and somebody goes
like
into
I would watch that. Like saying it out loud, like yeah, I'd watch that.
Someone walks out of that film in their Avengers outfit and just goes like, "That was not what I was expecting." I mean, it was good.
Put that after credits scene.
My name is Schindler.
No,
I didn't expect that twist. I can't wait for the sequel. All right.
Whoa, Jesse.
So not all is great from Marvel right now, though. That joke hit Asa pretty hard.
It was a deep
cut.
I don't
think it's because of the way you meant it, too, but my brain went somewhere that I'll talk about it after the show.
Well, all right. So anyway, Sony is trying to jump in on some of this Marvel money, as they have been. We've talked about before some of the spinoffs they have been trying to do. They're obviously releasing Venom maybe soon. And they're working on Silver and Black. They've also announced more movies. It's Black Cat and Silver Sable.
Okay, I get it. When you say Silver and Black, my thought was like, what obscure character are you talking about
Black
now?
Black Cat and Silver Sable.
Well, Black Cat's not obscure. Silver Sable I know of.
Yeah, Black Cat, like, if anybody watched at least the 90s Spider-Man cartoon knows who Black Cat
that's
is.
Still and what a pretty, great that's set like of, a B-pull.
Yeah, great set of franchises to start there. Silver Cat and Black Sable.
Yes.
Silver Sable and Black Cat. It's like when, that wasn't a joke. It's like when I heard they were, like, doing an Emma Frost movie years ago, and I thought, I love Emma Frost, but that just feels like a bad movie to make. Like, no one will care.
Right. Because Emma Frost is at her best when she's, like, plotting. You don't know what side she's plotting for.
She's not a hero, you know.
She's not a hero, and sometimes she's not a villain.
Plus, I think a lot of these movies, like, it's going to depend on how well Venom does.
Yeah,
because if
true.
Venom tanks, there's no way they're going to be like, okay, Spider-Man's most iconic villain on his own, crap the bed. We're going to continue with the Black Cat Silver Sable.
Get me
vehicle.
A movie based on Kraven the Hunter now.
So, not Kraven the Hunter yet, but we do have Jared Leto to star as Morbius.
This is a bad idea.
In the Spider-Man.
This is a bad idea on so many levels.
It really is.
One, I used to like Jared Leto, and I like after that whole Suicide Squad thing, like what a can I say dick on this show?
Well, you have now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. We just don't do any of the big ones.
Okay, what a dick after the whole Suicide Squad thing. Not only that, but Morbius?
Yeah.
You're putting your money on Morbius, the living vampire?
Yeah, well, see, you're talking about like
I have to explain that guy to comic book fans.
You don't understand, Shannon. See, vampires are so hot right now. There's a sparkly one. He loves this girl who also kind of loves a werewolf.
Yeah.
And we're capitalizing on it. We're striking while the iron's hot.
That's a hot story.
Yeah.
And then there's this other one about these vampires in Louisiana.
Oh, no.
That's True Blood, Shannon.
Okay, thank
it's
you.
It's a show that ended in like 2002.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I watched Lost Boys last night.
Yeah, I think it literally ended in like 08.
And it's, Rogue was in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. There you go.
As Suki.
Again, Morbius. Not a good idea.
Morbius is a terrible
idea.
Like,
he's a cool character, but he's not a film franchise.
Was it because the Spider-Man animated series, which he appeared in, they had a bunch of those, like, stupid rules. It's one of my favorite pieces of trivia of how, like, Spider-Man can't throw a punch. Like, you can't throw people through glass. Like, there's a bunch of these stupid rules that the network execs put on there.
Yeah.
So was it one of those changes that he didn't actually drink blood?
Yes.
He drained, like, energy or something?
Yep.
So was that a change for the show, or is he acting an actual vampire in the comics?
He's an actual vampire.
Because I don't
comics.
Think I've ever actually.
Because I think he's the one that turned Jubilee, isn't he?
No, that was Dracula. I'm pretty sure.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because that was one of the things. Like that's something that I'm just now realizing is I don't think I've ever seen Morbius outside of that animated series.
Same. Like that's all I know about.
He's
Morbius.
Been in the comic books.
Oh, I know. Like I know he's made. I know he's a comic book character.
Yeah.
He's like not a big deal. He's recognizable if he shows up. But, like, I don't think I've read any of it.
Because there's very few vampires in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, and he's a C-list Spider-Man villain that, for a little while, became kind of an anti-hero.
They thought he's a good guy, isn't he?
Sometimes.
It depends on who he's
fighting. It depends on the day of the
week. Yeah, no, it's kind of like Venom. You never really know
right.
until it's happening.
If Kingpin crosses him, he'll try to bring down Kingpin.
Yeah.
But if Spider-Man crosses him,
was like the Punisher, who was also in that anime series, and also had a stupid ton of rules.
Laser gun.
The Punisher, yeah. How you gonna put him on a kids show? And then again, they had Carnage on there too. So
They put Deadpool in Ultimate Spider-Man, and I loved it.
Oh yeah, that was really.
He was in the original X-Men series too.
We're gonna kill him. You can't say that. Okay, I'm gonna unalive him. I loved it.
It was really good. So yeah, we're getting Morbius, and then
if this is your first one, I suggest everybody go back to last week's Nerd Up, where we talked about this character.
Next one is Silk.
Okay, I had to look that one up when I saw the announcement. And I thought, who the hell is Silk?
She is a Spider-Man character introduced in Spider-Verse. She was basically, she's around the same age as Peter Parker.
Also, I want you to tell it how you told me, but I want the listener to keep in mind, this is a real thing. This was not pulled off of DeviantArt's like fanfic page.
Snow Queen's Ice Dragon did not make this character.
All right, so in Spider-Verse, she was introduced as a character that was bitten by a spider at the same time Peter was. Whenever she was discovered to have spider powers, someone that knew about the events of the Spider-Verse put her in a bunker. Because basically if...
It's Kimmy Schmidt.
It's not Kimmy Schmidt.
It's not Kimmy Schmidt. And she was there for 20 years or something like that, however old Peter is now. And then she gets out of the bunker, and that's when these beings are trying to consume all the spider tokens. She's one of the keys to eliminating the spider tokens in general.
What in the damn hell are you talking about?
And he's skipping a lot.
Yeah, because
there was
really, really
there
hard.
Was video footage that she studied to learn all of Peter Parker's moves, so she like became Spider-Man.
It's like Splinter reading the book in the sewer and learning karate from it.
No, yeah. she had access to cable TV, so she would see Spider-Man on the news, and she would try to replicate some of his moves and stuff.
This is why
she was really bored.
Are you sure this didn't come off DeviantArt?
No.
This is one of those times that I really wish this was a video podcast, because I would make whoever edited it do the South Park like flashing words. This is really what Marvel put out in an actual book. This is canonical.
If you were reading the Spider-Verse, it made sense. Like everything kind of made sense loosely.
It makes sense, but everything you just said just sounds like it came from like a 12-year-old girl who has a huge crush on Spider-Man and like how
she wanted to write herself into
like,
the story.
So she's writing herself
into Mary Sue.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
So, okay. So Spider-Man's hot, clearly.
But
let's pick Silk out.
But
because I think Silk
problem.
Is the only one that doesn't have Spider in the name, so they're allowed to use that character in a spinoff.
But the problem is, this is very, like, we complained about Venom, about how you can't make a Venom movie without Spider-Man. Because from the way he looks, like, a bunch of his power
abilities. His origin is directly tied to Spider-Man.
Exactly. Yeah. How are you going to make a Spider-Man clone without a Spider-Man? And this makes me think that Tom Holland is absolutely going to be in Venom.
Yeah, because it's one of those things, like, you heard me talk about the backstory there. They have to introduce Silk in a completely different way, which is what they're doing with Venom as well.
Right.
But there's no way to introduce Silk from the comic books without Peter Parker.
At this point, why would you even call it Silk? Why would you even try to tie it into the comics if you have to make it that big of a thing? Because Silk on its own is not a big enough name.
So she was bitten at the same time as Peter was.
By the same spider. Yep.
So basically, if you take Spider-Man out of it and alter the story a little bit, this is just a female reboot of Spider-Man.
Could be.
And that's what they could
do. This is Ghostbusters.
Which would be kind of interesting, but like it would still just feel like, okay, I know the story you're wanting to tell.
Yeah.
Right. Because Silk does have like slightly different power set than Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Very slightly. She can create her own webbing.
Does her webbing heat up?
Do what?
Does her webbing heat up now?
Oh my God. No. It's a Wolverine thing.
Gotcha.
They made Wolverine more powerful, Shannon.
Why? How?
He came back from the dead, so that had to mean something.
Now
so
his,
they made him
now
more
his claws can heat up.
Well,
wouldn't
it's not that,
that
they can, it's that they do. We don't know the exact thing behind it.
Lindsay,
because I mean, if his entire skeletal structure is the same thing as his claws, that's also going to heat up his body.
Ask that question again, though.
Well, I mean, I know his claws hurt.
No, Lindsay, ask the question.
Ask question.
Again.
Wouldn't that hurt?
Every time.
So anyway.
I'd like to institute a new rule on the show that we don't talk about Wolverine when I'm here.
Oh, you would really like last week's episode then, or 2 weeks ago, whenever that.
Yeah, whenever we were talking about the Wolverine's new
power. But you were bashing him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
It broke
cool.
It broke me.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, because it's one of those things, like, I still like, well, okay, I like Laura Kinney a lot more than I do Logan, but, like, I still like Wolverine, but, yeah, no, there's a bit of an oversaturation right now celebrating his return, and I can't wait for all that to die down a little.
Yeah, like,
I feel Wolverine and Deadpool should just go get a comedy together on, like, HBO or something.
Let's why would
get
you
it
say
over.
That out loud? Hey, what's the next news story?
Silk right, is stupid.
Logan and Daredevil.
Yeah, so we're getting Silk and Morbius.
Watch Morbius before I watch Silk, I'll say that.
So a spinoff from the MCU that I actually am kind of excited about. It's a possible spinoff. We don't know for sure. Kevin Feige was talking about it. Young Avengers is a possibility now. Kevin Feige won't talk about a whole lot until Avengers 4 is released. Then he has said that they plan on being, quote, less cagey about their future plans. They can't talk a whole lot about right now. They said they do have some 20 films lined up for the next phase.
That's so much of my money.
So is it ever going to come to a point, do you think, I'm being legit, where it's oversaturation for a superhero movie?
Oh, this, look, another comic book movie.
Right.
This is a bubble, and it will... especially because, like, we're still getting... And, like, we can smash cut to in 15 years when we're still talking about how great all of these movies are and how much money they're making. And, like, look how wrong Asa was. But, like,
this
we're kind
exist.
Of... we're kind of on the they're still bringing out new Marvel movies with like new IPs for relatively well-known characters,
right?
Yeah,
we're coming up on the end of that pretty quick.
It's going to be to the point where Silk and Morbius are the new standard,
right? And I do think, like, part of me is worried that they will, whenever the first, probably after Avengers 4, whenever they announce, like, when we have the new Avengers team, kind of what they teamed at the end of Civil War, that's when a lot of interest is going to die down.
When the main characters go out.
Right. When there's no more Thor, Iron Man, Hulk, Captain America, like, when those are gone, and now instead it's like, okay, now maybe even Falcon is Captain America, like they did in the comics.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you have all of these replacements with what is essentially the B team. I feel like people may end up losing interest. Now, I mean, movie like the Doctor Strange movie made a bunch of money, like it did really, really well, and it's getting a sequel.
Yeah,
and they're setting up Captain Marvel,
right? And be the new so they are bringing in like new characters that could fill that role. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious to see if people will care as much,
because we are definitely in a bubble, and yeah, the bubble will pop as bubbles do. But I'm going to enjoy the bubble for as long as I possibly can.
Yes. I'm going to keep enjoying as long as they make good movies.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I will never go watch them just because they're a comic book movie.
Because so far, yeah, I mean, at this point, like, I'm going to watch any movie Marvel puts out because Marvel hasn't led me wrong yet.
Well, not since the days before the Marvelverse, because Elektra is still, to me, the worst comic book movie ever made.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything.
See, I've never watched it?
No,
Catwoman
yeah.
is absolutely the worst.
Bad.
I won't touch it.
Nope. Ghost Rider 2.
Oh, no, he won. There was nothing redeeming about that film.
What was see, you haven't seen Catwoman, though. So you're.
I've seen both.
But Catwoman's not Marvel.
That's true. In the Marvelverse, Ghost Rider is definitely the worst.
Yeah,
no,
oh, yeah.
No, Catwoman's bad, believe me. We watched it in college. It was bad.
Catwoman is atrocious. Like, Catwoman and Ghost Rider 2, like, that's a close contest for worst comic book movie out there.
That's the movie that should that's the crossover.
Oh, God.
Catwoman versus Ghost Rider.
That's where they're going to cross over Marvel and DC.
Well, I was going to say, when Disney finally buys Warner Brothers.
Yeah. At this point, like, Marvel has earned my trust.
Yeah.
Because while there are Marvel movies that I don't like as much as others, there has not been a single movie from the MCU that I have actively disliked.
Right. The closest one that I've had to it is Doctor Strange is probably the weakest one for me.
I went back and rewatched it, and I liked it better the second time.
Maybe I need to rewatch it again, give it another chance.
Because I really enjoyed Doctor Strange.
Well, once I saw him in Avengers, I liked him more.
Oh, yeah. He was amazing.
He was way better. Because it's that thing where Doctor Strange starts as a very unlikable person.
Yes.
Right.
So then you have to earn it. It was my same problem with Thor.
Yeah.
Where it's like Thor's character arc is that arc of redemption and of like, I have changed. And that first part, it's like, yep, you are unlikable.
Right.
So here I am, not liking you.
Yeah. Mission accomplished. Mm-hmm.
That's fair. So, yeah, though, Young Avengers, though, that's a possibility. Mostly because, like, a lot of the rumors have started with Cassandra Lang, Scott's daughter, has actually been cast in Avengers 4.
This whole time, I won't lie to you, I thought you were talking about Young Justice. It just hit me that you're talking about the Young Avengers. No, I don't even know who the Young Avengers are.
It varies greatly.
Yeah.
Is it like the remakes characters, like the, what was it, Ironheart, or what was her name?
She's not been on a, yeah, Ironheart is Riri Williams, but she hasn't been on a Young Avengers team yet.
It's varied from just young heroes to like the actual children of a bunch of the Avengers.
Yep.
Okay.
It's so similar to how like the DC done the same thing with Justice League and Young Justice and Teen Titans.
It's pretty much their Teen Titans.
Yep. So yeah, we don't know, like there's been a ton of different rosters with a ton of different people in it. But as of right now, Cassandra Lang, Ant-Man's daughter, for those of you that maybe Scott Lang didn't ring an immediate bell, has been cast in Avengers 4. And apparently they're going to do a lot, or a little bit more with her, teasing maybe a little bit.
But isn't she like super duper young?
She'll be 16 at this point.
Was she in the first movie?
Is 16.
Oh yeah, but she was like 10 in Ant-Man.
Yeah, but Ant-Man also came out like...
Oh, this goes back to that thing where they were talking about how the timeline is kind of all screwy.
It jumps, doesn't it?
Yeah, we don't
know the exact timeline of any of these movies.
Of how these movies relate to each other.
Yeah, we have like a vague idea.
Right.
But like Ant-Man, there's not a single reference in Ant-Man to any of the other Marvel movies timeline-wise.
Well, don't they mention Spider-Man
other than Falcon.
In it? And they mentioned Spider-Man.
Falcon
in it.
Was in the movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, with his gear and everything.
He was full on Falcon.
Because we know this is post-Avengers.
Yeah.
Is really all we know. But yeah, by Avengers 4, who knows how old that girl is by that point.
Right.
Because Ant-Man came out in, what, 2014, 2015?
And we also don't know like how much of a time jump there will be between, because clearly Ant-Man and Wasp will be before Infinity War.
Yeah.
But we don't know how much time has passed between the first Ant-Man and Ant-Man and Wasp.
So what I understand, someone said that it doesn't have a huge impact on the MCU, but that something in this directly affects... Either Infinity directly relates to Infinity War or the next one.
I'm honestly like, and again to keep it spoiler free, I'm assuming the post credit scene is going to be
related to
Infinity
either the
War.
The next movie or Infinity War.
Yeah. Okay, so actually, maybe I'm crazy on this, but I think I read that the post credit scene for Ant-Man and the Wasp is the ending to the movie. Like someone said, for the first time in MCU, it's not an extra scene; it's actually the end. Like you have to sit through the credits to catch like the true ending.
I don't like that.
Yeah, that almost confirms that it is.
I'm gonna look it up just so I'm not a liar. You guys go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. But either way, she's going to be in the movie, and yeah, we don't know how much time is gonna pass by Avengers 4,
right?
Because it could be anywhere from picking up immediately where the last movie left off,
or it could be like 5 years later.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we know so little about the timeline. And they're not going to give us an official timeline until after Avengers 4.
Which makes total sense. Like, yep. I'm fine with going into to Avengers 4 with as little knowledge as possible.
Agreed.
Like, it's one of those things, if it wasn't for the show, I probably wouldn't watch the trailer.
That's fair. I don't blame you there, because I do like the surprise.
Yeah.
And they give way too much away in trailers. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trailers, my God, have a real habit of that lately.
Ninja Turtles 2 was practically, if you watched the trailers, you didn't have to watch the film.
That's because the movie was like 10 minutes long. Well, they thought it was.
Yeah. It sure didn't feel that way.
Aw. All right, so on to the alternative here with the DC Universe. We got a trailer for the DC Universe streaming application called the DC Universe. Basically, that's where they're going to have the Young Justice, the next season of that, and they're going to have all of the movies and TV shows we've gotten from DC so far.
I was going to say, they haven't confirmed all of the movies. There's probably going to be a very serious time delay.
They gave us... Oh, yeah, no, it's probably not going to
I'd be surprised if it launched with Justice League.
And when you say DC movies, do we mean... just the DCU? Or are we talking about the Burton
Batman
trilogy?
They showed the 80s Batman.
In the trailer, they actually showed 80s Nolan Batman. Trilogy. They showed...
So we get the old Superman movies.
Yep, we'll get all the old Superman movies. Mm-hmm. They showed those off. There's actually a list at the end of the video, if you pause it in time, that shows everything that was in there.
It's like two frames, and it's like, hey, if you're the type of person that would pause a video on here, like this is where we have to credit all of the things that we showed. And they do list everything that
was
showed.
What's the price?
We don't know the price yet.
Okay.
But I imagine it's not going to be cheap. Because in addition to getting access to all that DC media, like I said, they haven't confirmed everything, but from what they showed,
it's a lot.
Like the range is significant, and I can't imagine them having like certain things and not others, because they showed like, you know, even more recent of the DC animated films, like they showed New Frontier for like one of the older ones. They showed Gotham by Gaslight.
I want to see
they
that.
They did Under the Red Hood. I have that on Blu-ray.
On top of like, didn't
I
they
would
show
like
to
see that.
Didn't they show like the Wonder Woman TV show?
Yeah,
like Linda Carter.
Wonder Woman TV show.
This is going to be random, but do they have like the old Batman serials from like the 40s or whatever?
I don't know. No, they didn't show it in the video.
It wasn't in the clip, yeah.
But yeah, no, they have a wide range, and so I imagine it's going to have a whole lot on there. They also confirmed that they're going to have a comic book subscription service to it, too, having like everything from Action Comics number one all the way up to Rebirth. The word they used was a curated list of modern and classic digital comics. We don't know, or they didn't say that, you know, everything, if they were going to do like Marvel does, where Marvel, if you subscribe to Marvel now, it's $10 a month, and you get literally everything Marvel has ever published up to 6 months ago.
And I'm willing to bet this is probably going, they will move to that, but it'll probably start to something very similar to like the WWE Network. That was, you know, you don't get everything. Like, they just recently are starting to put up like old WCW stuff.
Mm. Right.
So it's not everything. There's a lot, and it's probably a lot of like greatest hits.
Right.
But they'll add more as you go.
But then they will in some of those like filler story arcs just as time progresses.
Which makes
And then they'll
sense.
Probably withhold, like, you know, they may not start with Kingdom Come. But like after 3 months, and they're like, okay, hey, we're putting a bunch of new comic stuff, including Kingdom Come.
And that makes sense.
Like,
because
as a huge draw to bring in people.
Yeah, because you want to start hot, but at the same time, you don't want to give it all away in the beginning, because then people might read what they want, then bail. Yeah, WWE did it very smart with the network. So, yeah, I mean, that's just a smart move.
It's true. Yeah, and they're also going to have some kind of social component to it. We don't know a whole lot about that. It just
didn't care for
connect
that.
With other DC people, and they show people cosplaying and chatting. Like, it basically is a forum thing built in.
So like, so it's like 90% Joker and Harley Quinns, and then there's like...
They showed a Green Arrow.
But it's Joker Green Arrow. It's
I like
weird.
Like, the cosplay thing could be cool, but yeah, I'm not going to go on there to try to like
I've read it
bond with people.
Yeah,
I don't even go to Reddit to bond with people.
No, I don't either. But I'm saying, like, if I wanted to like chat with random people on the internet,
yeah.
Or if I wanted to like forum posts, because that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
If I'm going to do that, I'll just go to Reddit.
I haven't done that in a long time. I won't do that anymore. Mm-hmm.
No,
I talk
I haven't
in
done
person.
Actual forums yeah. since. Oh God.
Mm-mm. I was real 2000s. Into the like the Mix 96.5 one, like early in high school.
Huh.
We used to have chat rooms.
Yeah.
Oh, good old characters.
Arcadium Refugees.
Was yeah.
All right. So we also got a little bit more information from WB. They're going to set up a bunch of different panels in San Diego Comic-Con, which we kind of expected. One in particular, though, they're setting up a Young Justice panel.
Woohoo!
So they will have an actual panel for that show.
You liked that show a lot.
I did. I binged through that thing so fast.
She did. I did not watch it.
Downside, it got pushed to 2019
which
for the
sucks,
next season.
But okay.
Yeah. We also got a new poster artwork. For the new or for the characters,
cool.
So just put it on Netflix.
So will Gotham be on that DCU?
Probably
because it's a current running show.
It
so.
Probably won't be like
it'll
all
be like
of Gotham,
seasons.
But like the first like three seasons.
Yeah. But yeah, we don't have a whole lot of other information out of that, other than yeah, Young Justice pushback, and they're going to have some kind of news mm-hmm. about Young Justice at SDCC, San Diego Comic Con. Venture Brothers season 7 will premiere August 5th at midnight. Eastern time, so I guess 11 p.m. on the 4th for
I'm going to be honest
locals.
With you. I never really loved that show.
It
I liked it.
It has its moments.
It has its moments. And Brock Sampson is one of the greatest things.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest
I mean,
like,
the Monarch cracks
animated
me up
characters.
To no
the Monarch
end.
Is funny. And Dr. Girlfriend I was always a fan of, but like...
So half the cast.
So once the show got to a point where you found it, weren't they clones?
Yeah.
Once
yeah.
it got to that point, I lost interest. I don't know
but
why.
Just the children, because they kept dying over
right.
and over again.
And
like,
I don't know why
die.
That bothered
so
me.
Incompetent.
I mean, I like Go Team Venture and all that, but I know a lot of people like love that show to an extent that I never did.
Yeah, the first three seasons of that show are incredible, and I'm honestly like two seasons behind at this point.
Mm-hmm. I don't even remember where I left off.
The last thing I remember about them was like they were on the side of the road and they had died, and that's when you found out they were clones or something. That was the last episode
I
watched.
More than you
I
did.
Think
you
that
did.
Was in like season 4, season 5.
Which that show's been going on for what, 20 years now?
And they're only on season 7. We talked about that with the... Because
they took a long hiatus.
We talked about that with when Rick and Morty got all of those new episodes announced, because it's the same kind of thing of people want more of it, they just...
Adult Swim doesn't want to order it for reasons, and they'd rather order more Tim and Eric and Eric
Easy,
Andre.
Buddy! Uh-huh. Easy. How much money do you think they're really spending on Tim and Eric?
Almost nothing.
Like $50 and a sandwich.
Yeah, and,
and they're doing
boy,
work.
Can you tell?
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, I can see I'm on the only one on the panel here that likes Tim and Eric. Let's move
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
Let's move on before I get Dalton on you and I start looking at the link poster up there while smiling and arguing.
That's why they got to pimp pizza rolls.
So Jim Carrey.
Love pizza rolls.
Looking like he's going to play Dr. Robotnik in the new Sonic movie. That's
I wish Jim Carrey would play a retired actor.
Oh, snap.
That's a hot take.
Name the last thing you like Jim Carrey in.
I don't know anything recent.
Bruce
that he's
Almighty?
Done. I was going to say, well, like, but how much has he...
That's like 15 years ago.
But how much has he done? It's not like he's in every movie.
No.
It's not
he's
like
not
he's,
the box office draw that he used to be.
Right, but like I said, like I think the last thing I can remember him actually like being advertised for was the Dumb and Dumber sequel.
Yeah, I forgot they made that.
Yeah.
There's like, a sequel no one asked for.
I didn't see it, but... Well, they asked like for that. It, but then instead of making it, they made the...
The prequel.
The prequel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that had neither of the original characters.
Right.
Or Charm.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean...
What the hell he has Jim Carrey been doing? That's a good question.
He's been painting.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of art and growing a giant beard.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like
he's
that beard.
He's been in TV shows.
So this makes
think.
Me think that'll
probably... TV appearances.
I'm wondering if it'll be... I'm wondering if he'll do a voiceover for like CGI instead of putting him in like a suit.
Almost certainly.
Because that could be fine.
But yeah. No, this is a live action.
Live action slash CG.
Hybrid,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I almost guarantee that if you have Jim Carrey, they'll probably do Jim Carrey.
They will do something.
I feel like the way that sounds to me is they will do like Andy Serkis in Planet of the Apes, where they'll mocap his face.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll do all of that, but then they'll put it on a CGI body.
Yeah,
well, didn't they do that with him in the Christmas movie?
No, that was all makeup. He's got such
an elaborate... No, not that. The one with Scrooge.
Oh, the Christmas Carol one that he did.
Yeah, didn't they do that with him in that?
Yes.
Where they took Jim Carrey's face and they mocapped it and made a CG version of him. Yeah.
Yeah. And I hate that movie.
Oh, I do too. And he's creepy as hell in that. Also, I forgot he was in Kick-Ass 2, which was 2013.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
He was Stars and Stripes.
Never watched it.
Yeah, he was really, really upset about that. Like what they did with the character in the movie.
Because he was so anti-gun and yeah, it's a long story.
So he didn't know what his character was? Or
It had to do with the dog. It's a long story.
And he didn't want to promote it. He refused to promote the movie.
I've never actually seen Kick-Ass 2. I couldn't bring myself to watch it because I loved Kick-Ass so much.
Really? Well, that first movie was so good.
I loved the first movie. At the time, it probably would have been like one of my favorite movies ever.
So good.
And I had Nick Cage.
I haven't gone back and rewatched it. I love Nick Cage in that. But yeah, so I'd heard too many conflicting reports of like, no, yeah, it was actually really good.
Yeah.
Versus like, I mean, it wasn't a bad movie, but
it's worth watching. Is my review. It would be my review of that movie. But
I've also
we're running low on time, so we're gonna need to move a little faster.
I thought you were gonna talk about Men in Black too long.
Halo TV series has been ordered by Showtime.
Hated it. Oh, are we not doing that? Okay. Sorry,
that's not our show.
Sorry.
No. I'll watch it.
I want Halo 6 though. Give me Halo Infinite. Mm-hmm. I don't care about the TV show.
All right, this next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our wonderful friends in Perryville, Missouri at Villainous Ground. Stop there for all of your comic book and coffee needs. There's new Weapon X
lineup.
They
hit me pretty
hard
last weekend.
Do what?
They hit me pretty hard over the weekend because I hadn't been there in like 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I didn't have like your level of comic books, believe me, but there were...
We'll talk after.
Yeah.
We have a new new Weapon X lineup coming up here pretty soon. It's Domino, Lady Deathstrike, Sabretooth, Mystique, and Omega Red.
Woo, that Omega Red.
Omega Red is joining an X-Men team.
Is this the first time? Because I know Sabretooth has been good guy, bad guy quite a bit.
Yeah, Sabretooth has been the anti-hero for a while. Mm-hmm. Omega Red has always been like the irredeemably awful bad guy.
I think Sabretooth is on the current Weapon X team.
Yes. Yeah, currently the current Weapon X team is Sabretooth, Lady Deathstrike, and
Old
Domino.
Man Logan.
Oh, yeah. Well, Old Man Logan's also on the team, but Domino is they're the ones sticking around. Logan and Warpath are leaving.
Okay.
Was Domino ever a part of Weapon X?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, not Weapon X. No, X-Force.
Okay. So why are they called Weapon X?
This is called Weapon X-Force.
Oh, it's like a combo team? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Because Weapon X is kind of filling the X-Force role right now.
Yeah,
gotcha.
As they're doing good, but they will kill.
Yeah, and it's the super dark and gritty X-Men book right now.
Do they still do Marvel Knights?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's been a while. That's going to be an interesting lineup there. And then Justice League Odyssey, which is the Justice League team that I was probably most excited about because it's the most out there one. Because that's the one I think that had Starfire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that had like Starfire. And it had Darkseid, I think.
Wait, as good guys?
Mm-hmm. Not as that's going to take way too much time to
explain.
Yeah,
we ain't got time
for
that. That's all right.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting team. And I was actually really interested in reading about that. Delayed 7 weeks.
Which isn't too bad in the grand scheme of things. It's not, you know, doomsday clock.
No,
my God. It's not doomsday clock going from, hey, we're going to be
once monthly.
Once monthly. Okay, now we're going bi-monthly. Oh, you're putting them out faster. No. Also, the next one, we said 2 months. It's going to be like four.
It's going to be four, and then we'll go back with the every other month release.
Hopefully.
It's bad. Anyway, all right, that's all we got for comic books. This next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content and their social media links at ps2jshow.com.
Happy 200th. I know it's late at this point.
And happy Canada Day.
Yeah.
Was that yesterday?
No, it's today.
I think it's appreciated today.
Yeah, today's Canada Day. It's specifically for them.
The weekend is kind of blurred, I'll be honest with you. I saw posts about it, but anyway. Press Start to Join. They do a History of Gaming episode last Wednesday of every month. Those are my favorites. Check those out.
They just did part one of Halo.
Ooh.
Is their newest one that just dropped.
That's good stuff. All right. Summer Games Done Quick. Just a quick shout out to these guys. Games Done Quick in general. Their Summer Games Done Quick 2018 raised $2.1 million for Doctors Without Borders.
That's
which
awesome.
Which is awesome. All right. Doc Ock has been confirmed for Sony's Spider-Man game.
Not a shock, but I'm still standing by the fact that he is not going to be the spoiler in the trophy, and he's not going to be that teaser at the end of that trailer.
Agreed. I think Doc Ock will be in it as a... Like, he'll show up as a villain.
He'll be a major villain, but he's not Harry Osborn as the Green Goblin for the first time.
Best Spider-Man movie villain, though.
Yes.
Although it's really close between him and Vulture. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Vulture.
But I love Doc Ock so much in that.
No, that was, like, Spider-Man 2, like, as much as I loved Homecoming, this is a whole other discussion. Like,
right.
Spider-Man 2, I would need to go back and rewatch it, because I think that still might be my favorite Spider-Man movie.
Same.
Just everything about it was so good.
It was good.
Put Tom Holland in that Spider-Man 2.
Oh, yeah.
My heart.
Keep Bruce Campbell, though.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Who said anything about getting rid of Bruce Campbell?
Well, why would you ever get rid of Bruce Campbell?
Bring Bruce Campbell into these movies.
Yes. What is he doing now? Nothing. They canceled his show.
Son of a bee sting.
Too real.
Makes me so mad.
All right. So we were thinking about, or there was a possibility of Fallout 76 crossplay between the Xbox, PC, and PlayStation.
Yeah.
Of course, continuing with the theme of Sony not wanting to play with anybody, Todd Howard sent out a message. Sony is not as helpful as everyone would like in regards to Fallout 76 crossplay. So, meaning it ain't gonna happen.
They don't Sony approve doesn't. At least games for dressing up like other games.
It could still happen. We could still get crossplay between Xbox and PC.
Most likely, I
would almost expect that.
Yeah.
We could even get crossplay between PS4 and PC because they've done that before.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just...
How the hell would that work, though? Like, if you got Microsoft with PC and PS4 with PC, I guess they do it with other games.
Yeah.
But that just feels... Nah, I don't want to get into it, because I'm sure there's a perfectly rational explanation. I'd like to back out now.
Sony just really doesn't want to talk
to Sony is terrible.
Xbox.
This isn't the first time Sony has screwed over Fallout, either. If you remember Fallout 4, it came out on Xbox One with full mod support, eventually, like once they got it going. Sony refused. In fact, Bethesda said on multiple times, Sony is unwilling to cooperate with us to work on this. And then they finally caved and said, okay, you can put mods in, but here's the rules. They made it where you could only mod existing items in the game. You couldn't create anything new. So what was the point of it? All you could do is take like a weapon that's already in the game.
And repaint it.
Yeah, or not even repaint it. Just buff it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could have buffed items. That was it. That was the big thing. It was terrible.
You could make your items super overpowered.
Yeah, it was a waste of time.
Yeah. That was it.
The whole point of different looks like, and stuff.
It's not going to be like my favorite thing of coming into the store and Dalton's playing Fallout 4 and I'm like, wait, do you have a lightsaber?
Beam saber.
Yeah.
Beam saber. And, Nintendo used to be the one that isolated itself from the rest of the gaming community, and now Microsoft and Nintendo are literally like trolling Sony together.
I think it's insane. I think it's because Xbox doesn't care. They are, of course, going to do the most player-friendly things possible because they have lost this generation handedly. So, of course, they have nothing to lose. Nintendo, I think, has finally acknowledged the fact that they are no longer competing for that same market.
Right.
Plus, online gaming is the way of the future.
Yeah, and they're finally realizing that two decades late. two console generations late.
Yes.
But Nintendo, I feel like, with the success of the Switch, have kind of realized, okay, we aren't competing for that same real estate that Sony and Microsoft are. Now they're competing to be the second console because everyone's going to have a Nintendo one, especially one that they can take with them everywhere.
Right.
Like I was here playing Hollow Knight on my Switch before
Plus,
the show started.
Sony, if you look at the numbers, Sony, the PS4 has, I mean, as good as the Switch is and as popular it is, Sony still outsold it with the PS4. PS4 is the best-selling console
this
generation.
Right.
Yeah. So it makes
it
more
has a big head start on the Switch.
It makes sense though for Nintendo and Microsoft to like you team up to take on the big guy,
right?
Especially when Sony keeps shooting themselves in the foot repeatedly. It's like Sony doesn't care at this point. They're like, well, we're number one now. That means we'll be number one forever, right?
This is the PS3, Xbox 360 generation all over again.
The PS2,
the PS2
original
Xbox, and now we're switching back and forth. So I look forward to the Xbox 3 and the PS6 being like, what is Microsoft doing?
Yeah. They're going to eventually get to a point.
Remember, Sony just beams it straight into my head now. You mean I actually have to, like, stand to play an Xbox game? This is ridiculous.
You have to use your hands? It's like a baby's toy.
That's from Back to the Future. Just in case anyone out there was wondering. I'm just going to throw it out.
All right. So, yeah, that's good old Sony. Just absolutely.
Keep it up, Sony. Good job.
Microsoft.
And Nintendo.
And Nintendo, yeah.
And the N-Gage is coming back. It makes no sense.
It's like Sony didn't learn after that PS2 thing. You have to have the PR going to the next generation because they are talking about the next generation already.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, Toe Jam and Earl, back in the groove. We got some more info about that. Looks like it is coming this year in 2018. They did another little mini trailer where Toe Jam and Earl talking about other people. Basically, they make a bunch of references to the early 90s. And talking about coming back. I know, right?
I mean, that's cool, but I cannot think of a single franchise that like existed back then that has made a comeback that did it like super duper well. The closest one I can think of is Killer Instinct on Xbox, and it's not great, but it's good. But
I actually hit like the big competitive scenes.
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea. It's not like the old Killer Instincts, but you know, whatever. But like, the Mighty No. 9, I know this is not Mega Man, but Mighty No. 9 was kind of a failure. I'm really scared about this Ritual Bloodstain or Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. I think it's going to be a failure.
I've heard nothing but great things about that.
The animation style on it, I hate.
That first one that came, the bonus?
The Nintendo-based one is amazing, because it's so old school. But I don't know, man, like... That's awful old to bring back Toe Jam and Earl.
1991 was the last time we had a Toe Jam and Earl game.
And they didn't even make appearances in other games.
Nope.
Like, they've just been off the radar, like, really striking while the iron's hot on that one.
Yeah, because that's one of those things, like, we had, like, I played that game on the Sega Genesis.
It was a cool game.
It was a fun game. Like, I didn't entirely get it because I was, like... 8 or 9 at the time.
This is not a series that's going to speak to a new generation of kids, though. No one's going to put down Fortnite to play Toe Jam and Earl.
No.
It's the same thing as like Echo the Dolphin. Like, it's just like, it's a game that I played when I was a kid, but I didn't get it, so I hated it. So it's like, I don't have any affinity. Really, I'm just going to pout until they give me a new Vector Man game.
Oh my God, Vector Man.
Jesus.
That was a great game.
Let's go back to talk about Tim and Eric.
No. Hey, you want to let me finish?
No.
I love Vector Man, but you talk about Toe Jam and Earl. Like, my God, Vector Man will come out and the collective who will happen. Like,
I didn't say that Vector, like, they should make a Vector Man game because, like,
I think they should make a Vector
Man
game.
Because it's going to light the world on fire. I just said I want one.
Yeah. No, I'm with Ace on that one.
There are dozens
of us. Man game. There are dozens. Because, I will probably, it depends on how much. If they release Toe Jam and Earl at $60, that would be a terrible idea.
This is going to be a stupid question, I know, because I haven't been keeping up with any of this news. Is it going to be on consoles, or is it just like PC? Or?
Yeah, it'll be on consoles.
Okay.
I think it will be on PlayStation and Xbox.
Okay. But probably not Switch. Because for some reason, it's baffling, the games they don't put out for Switch sometimes.
But, I mean, by then, it might, just because like Switch has been getting more and more of those kind of games. And there are actually games on Switch now that like are also on PC, like indie games.
That's true.
That are on Switch, but or
this,
Xbox.
Greg Miller on Kind of Funny put it perfectly in that the Switch has kind of become my Steam machine.
Kind of, yeah. But what I hate about the Switch version of all that stuff is that anytime they put out a game for Switch that has been out for a while, almost goes back up to full price for the Switch version.
Yeah.
Like, take Wolfenstein that just came out on Friday.
Doom. Mm-hmm.
Doom. $60 games that you can get on other systems for $20 now.
Or less.
Yeah. So
you get that portable factor.
That's what I was going to say. Is like, in their defense, you get that, you know, oh, but I can take it with me. Yeah, it's not going to. Because I don't think anyone is buying those games to play on their big screen.
No.
Because why would you? Because not only is it full price, you can get it cheaper on other consoles, it'll look way better.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that the Switch version can compete with the One X enhanced.
I have
Doom.
Yeah, I have Doom on Switch.
Ooh, the One X enhanced on Doom.
You were buying this so you can just play it on the bus and take it with you.
Yeah. And they work really hard hard on it. I think it was a Panic Button did Wolfenstein and Doom, and they did it's blurry, but like it's the full game and they're really enjoyable. So I can see why they charge full price for it, because they had to put extra manpower. It's not like they just took that, put it in a machine, and it dumbed it down and then released it.
2K, yeah, it is WWE 2K18.
Oh, good Lord.
Ew. But anyway, the last little bit of news we got here. Just real fast. Overwatch news got a new hero. Wrecking Ball.
I want to spend time on this, but I know we can't. But I wanted to do the
in Overwatch news. I wanted to do that for once, but it's fine.
Sorry.
It was. I like him. He's a hamster.
Yeah, he is.
Have you seen his death animation?
Is he legitimately a hamster?
Yeah. He's a hamster in a ball with guns.
He's an enhanced hamster, so he's like a foot and a half tall.
Would you say he's an in hamster?
No. No, he wouldn't.
All right, one of us has to quit the show. I can't be on the same network as that just happened.
When he blows up, have you seen the death animation?
Yeah, tragic.
Lindsay, you feel bad. He blows out of his ball, and he ragdolls onto the ground. And,
he says ragdolls, but he has such stubby little limbs, so it's a stuffed animal just kind of hits the ground.
Expect to hear a squeak.
But he's grimacing the entire time.
Because he doesn't talk like he does. His mech talks. His mech translates him. Because he just kind of squeaks.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I liked the thing someone put online.
Is it bad I'm picturing Hamtaro?
Yeah, it's Hamtaro in a mech ball, basically.
A little bit.
I like the thing someone read online of I was hoping it would be like D.Va, where once the mech blows up, then you're the hamster just running around.
I was really hoping that was going to happen.
So I watched the trailer, the announced thing, and I saw him pop out of the round droids from the prequels, the Star Wars prequel movies.
The droidicas, yeah.
And I'm just like, what in the world? And then I go into the comments section, and the top four comments are, we got a hamster in a mech ball. Rocket jetpack cat confirmed. And I'm like, am I having a stroke? What does this mean? I've been away from Overwatch for so long.
They changed that game a lot.
These aren't words. Because apparently in one of the early Overwatch things, there's an outline of a character that's a cat with a jetpack. But then Blizzard came out and said, no, that would be too ridiculous. Also, here's a hamster in a giant wheel of death that can swing around corners.
Not just swing around corners. He turns into a literal wrecking ball. You go into the ball and you throw out the grappling hook. And basically, you can swing on it. And if you start, once you hit full speed swinging, you actually do damage and knock back characters. And yes, he can swing from a pillar just forever.
That's insane.
It's so cool.
When I first heard that, first reaction was, that's stupid. I get that Overwatch is a cartoony game, but they've never gone to the level of this. But then I remembered the giant ape.
Winston.
Yeah,
Winston.
And I was like, you know what, maybe I'll back out of this.
They're actually both from the moon base, and they're buddies-ish.
Okay, so are they buddies? Because, I'm getting that Hammond is a villain. Maybe not even full villain. He's not straight up evil.
So kind of crazy. The never trust the bunny theories.
Yeah,
he's crazy. He looks he's a enhanced hamster.
Super intelligent hamster.
Because
they're
death
talking
ball.
About
that's gonna mess with you.
His enhancements and how he's always getting into mischief and making weapons. And I was like, that doesn't seem like the hobby of someone who's super on the up and up. And you know who goes into gladiator fights and wins?
Well, that's him. I mean, he did what he had to.
He was just following orders.
Because he was he landed in Australia. He escaped the moon base when everything went to crap.
I like that they pulled into Junkertown.
I do too. And they actually showed us a picture of the Junker Queen. A lot of people are theorizing that we're going to get an Orisa Doomfist situation, because a lot of people have been talking about us getting the Junker Queen for a while, since we haven't gotten a Junker character.
Oh, see, again, it's the same comments that I didn't understand. But the Orisa Doomfist was going to be Hammond and Jetpack Cat.
See, the Jetpack Cat at this point.
None
is
of this
joke.
Is English.
Yeah.
That's just a joke that people have gone with, and Overwatch is in on now, with Brigitta.
Yeah, they're going to be so in on the joke that champion number 31 is going to be the GD. Jetpack Cat, hot room.
Remember when the big joke was that there was a cow level in Diablo? And there was no cow level in Diablo?
But then
Part 2 came out, yeah.
And they gave us the cow level. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. But a lot of people are talking about though.
I want Jetpack Cat.
You can see his paws on the little controls.
It's
kind of adorable. And he hits the button for his ultimate. I do like his ultimate.
His ultimate is really cool.
I don't know what his ultimate.
Denial grenades.
So yeah, he basically launches out a bunch of mines. That whenever you get close enough to them, they'll explode, and then they knock you a certain direction, which the video that I saw, it was knocking them into more mines until they died.
Has the potential of doing that. Yeah.
Nice. It doesn't happen every time, but if like
when
you're
it does,
solo,
it's sweet.
But so like you can drop that on, you know, a point.
Yep.
And then that kind of removes like a quarter of that space you can use to capture or hold a point.
It's literally just area denial.
Because it's not triggered by allies. And then so can you destroy them? Like,
I was about
can
to
you
ask.
Shoot them?
And you can also like Reinhardt can just sweep them out.
Do they die over time? Yeah. Like will they decay out?
Eventually, but it's a long cooldown. Yeah. Yeah, no, Reinhardt can just like shove into them. But
I mean, I was gonna say that seems unfair, but at the same time, with how you need counters for these things,
yeah,
so
exactly.
It makes sense to be able to have.
And
Reinhardt.
You can also
otherwise
shoot
Bastion
them.
Would have still murdered everybody in the beginning.
But you can still shoot them, and they still have like they have a pretty good amount of health. It's not like I think that right now all we've really seen it in is the PTR, and really you can't play a game with just one wrecking ball on each side
because everyone wants to play
them, so you end up with a whole lot of 6v6 wrecking balls,
just pure hamsters.
Wrecking crew,
just wrecking crew on both teams.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say
there's other Overwatch stuff that I'd seen. I didn't know if you had.
Oh yeah, no, the other little bit of Overwatch stuff that I want to talk about, just the commendation system. So if you guys haven't played Overwatch in a while, right now is a pretty good time to get back in, especially if what you hated about it was the toxicity and the team or and the lack of team composition. Because they've introduced this commendation system where you actually get voted like a good teammate, shot caller, or you had good, what's the word I'm looking for?
Teeth.
No, it's sportsmanship.
Yeah.
Like you're good sportsmanship. You can get commended for any of those three categories, and the other team can actually commend you for good sportsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not super toxic, people can vote that for you. And you can get like extra items, and you actually have a ranking based on how many commendations you've gotten. And it does decay over time, so if you stop getting commendations, it goes back down. Right now, that is created. Since that change, I have yet to get in a game where there's quadruple DPS. People are playing tank and support because everybody is still just commending tanks and supports.
Finally, a reason for me to play healer again.
Yeah.
Let's say Dalton would unlock everything.
Yes.
Just like,
well, he has to be good at it, though.
No, he's good. But even like, he's gotten good at healer.
He is.
Yeah.
I kid.
Whenever he just follows Jesse when he's Jesse's pocket healer.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
Pick Mercy, just follow Jesse around and boost him constantly.
That's great. Whenever I'm also on Jesse's team.
But anyway, because quick play was just, that was. 6 DPS v 6 DPS. No, that's not true. It was always 6 DPS on my team, and it was always a solid team composition for the enemy.
Why didn't you just switch? I have golden damage.
No, I actually would like fill until I saw that the five other people picked DPS, and I'm like, I'm not going to tank or support for 5 DPS. 6 DPS, here we go. And
team
I'm
Alone
sure,
Wolves.
That's right. I have yet to encounter that. They also added the looking for group feature, where you can actually like join a group of people, and they have it set up where you can even limit the commendation level that can join you, and you can talk about like, you know, everybody has to have a microphone, etc., and you can join up as a DPS.
Was like,
or
can
as
can
a
you
supporter.
Set your role?
Yes,
I was like gonna, Warcraft Dungeons, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was gonna say, I was like, I'm assuming that you have to have like your group turned on to be able to accept that. It's not just going to randomly start filling.
You actually have to go to it.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, it's like you have to be a group of three, and all of a sudden you're just getting, you know, two or three randoms paired to you.
No,
like,
yeah, you actually have to go to the LFG feature. Otherwise, it'll just work as it normally does.
Okay.
But if you use the LFG feature, it'll put you in. Basically, you enter the queue as a pre-made group of six.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it does.
Yeah.
You don't have to use it if you don't want to, but I was using it a lot today, and it was super handy. Because I was able to queue up with people that got to pick the role that they wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of downsides. It needs some tweaking. But in general, it's really cool.
And it's not like they're just going to put it out and then forget about it.
Right. So they're going to keep making improvements on it.
The thing that I saw was that they're going to be doing some like redesigns on a couple levels. And
they
then
did
like
a big redesign on
like Lunar
Horizon
Colony.
Lunar Colony.
And then there was Symmetra got some changes again, or buffed or nerfed or something. But
Symmetra
then,
got a huge set of changes.
But the thing that I saw that I thought was super interesting is that Jeff Kaplan commented that they were wanting to totally rework Torbjorn, but there are just so many options that they haven't nailed anything down yet.
Yep.
So they're not even like, apparently they announced that a while back, and people are like, hey, so what's going on with Torbjorn? Like, we change that daily. So it isn't until we get something more concrete that we're willing to say anything about it.
Yep.
Which I think that's interesting.
I agree.
It's the level of support that they keep putting in behind the game is awesome.
Well, I think the game's done well.
Okay. I would say it's doing all right.
It's okay. I mean, it's no Paragon. Oh. That's not it, is it? Paladins. Damn it.
There you go.
Paladins. Solid joke on this.
All right, so the last little bit of news was just fired out real quick. There's a rumored mouse and keyboard support coming to the Xbox One.
I don't want that.
Stop it.
And Razer is talking about a partnership with Microsoft to make the peripherals.
Stop it. Razer, did you hear what Microsoft said about your parents? I wouldn't want to work with them. That's gross. Because, that's why I stopped playing Overwatch, is because I'm so terrible at mouse and keyboard. And also, it's hard to learn it. I'm so bad at it. Do not put me at a disadvantage on console, I'm already only okay with.
That's super unfair. It's not going to be a retroactive change. Games that release on the Xbox will have to program in support for mouse and keyboard.
But Blizzard would.
Yeah.
Blizzard would for Overwatch, 100%. And then that gets to the point where you're playing now against a, what's the sniper again? What's her name?
Widow.
You're playing against a Widowmaker who has a mouse, has a gaming mouse, and can hit you from 1,000 miles away. And meanwhile, I'm just using a controller because I like controllers.
Right.
And then someone's going to tell me I'm gimping myself. And I'm going to be like, well, I have a girlfriend.
Because it's undoubtedly true. There's no objective or subjectiveness, or there's no subjectiveness to it. It is an objective fact that mouse and keyboard is better for first person shooter than controller.
Mm-hmm.
It just is,
especially for sniping.
Oh yeah, oh my god, any kind of precision stuff.
And I'm assuming that it's going to be I have to hope, because it's like this on Fortnite for Switch. To enable crossplay, you have to go into a setting. Because on my Switch, I could play with someone on PC. That would be a terrible idea because the Switch's graphics are worse, your draw distance, all of that, plus just the precision of mouse and keyboard.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You have to put that option in. If you're if I log on to Black Ops 4 and it's okay, do you want to play with people on mouse and keyboard?
No.
Check yes or no. I'm going to hit that no button so hard it breaks my controller.
You're gonna crush that button.
And then I'll have to use a mouse and keyboard, but then I'll be screwed because I can't switch it over.
I think they've been saying forever, there's been the rumor forever that they were going to bring World of Warcraft to console.
Yeah.
And Sony already accepts mouse and keyboard, but Xbox does not.
Well, it doesn't do mouse.
You can in Final Fantasy.
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's only Final Fantasy. But if this is true with the Xbox and now both systems will do mouse and keyboard, I think this could make way for a game like World of Warcraft to finally go console.
Yeah, because those kind of games require mouse and keyboard.
You don't have enough buttons for your abilities.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do with a controller.
Because I know that was one of the big complaints about Diablo 3 originally, was not only was the auction system broken and all of that, but the controls were so dumbed down because it was intended to be ported to console as is.
Right.
Yep.
And I know a lot of people were unhappy about that.
Version was awesome, though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it
was. But anyway, the one thing that would be kind of cool about this is that it will turn something into the Xbox One X into a relatively cheap, it could pave the way to turn the Xbox One X into a relatively cheap dedicated gaming PC.
With 4K resolution.
Yeah. Which would be cool. It would get a lot of people into, because I know there's quite a few people out there that I talk to regularly with Xboxes that would like to play, Overwatch and stuff like that with PC players. But
can you imagine if Microsoft and Steam come to an agreement?
Ooh.
I know they won't, because Microsoft has their own game store, but if that continues to do as poorly as possible, if Microsoft buys Valve or something...
And puts Steam on the Xbox.
And puts the Steam store on the Xbox, because now they support mouse and keyboard. Again, this would be something that would happen in, the Xbox 2. This would absolutely have to be a next generation thing.
But Sony would laugh and go, what does that matter?
Bye, Sony.
Bye, Felicia.
See, but then I'd be really bummed, because I don't want to buy I don't want to have to buy the new PlayStation, but I really want God of War 2.
Well, I mean, if Sony goes away, then it'll be like Sega, where Sonic is on all platforms.
Yeah.
God of War 2 on Xbox One X, 4K resolution. Xbox One X 2.
Whatever they call it.
X3,
that's
the final
stand.
Too
many numbers.
X squared.
They're probably banking money. The next Xbox is just going to be called the Xbox.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Because it's supposed to be the last console.
I think Xbox
One. Don't they say that every time?
Yeah, but it's getting real hard to digital. GameStop is suffering. I mean, most brick and mortar stores are suffering. The digital revolution is here, and finally, everyone can take advantage of it. This isn't like before, where you had to be in big cities to be able to stream Netflix or something
like
that.
Still not everyone, but more people than ever.
Right.
And we are moving towards everyone.
Right.
Yep. All right, guys, that's going to do it for our show. Thank you for listening. Shannon, Lindsay, thank you for joining me. And, of course, Asa, as always.
I was about to be like,
he doesn't appreciate you.
Can I say something real quick
Absolutely.
That's very important to me? thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. All right, see you guys next time.